The Evidence for Creation. We live in a fascinating world of awesome beauty and amazing order. Dazzling sunsets, cascading waterfalls, revolving planets, glittering stars, and other wonders have captivated man's attention and triggered much curiosity. When did these marvels come into existence? How did it happen? Either all things have developed by natural, observable processes operating in the world presently, or they have been created by an infinitely powerful and all-wise God. There are ultimately no other alternatives. Let us examine one of the most important questions of our day. Does strong evidence exist for creation or for evolution? If so, what is the evidence? The universe gives powerful evidence for creation. The universe in which we live is a vast, orderly, majestic array of stars, planets, nebula, and galaxies of unbelievable immensity. This Earth, as well as the whole universe, is not in chaos. It operates in orderly patterns and is controlled and directed by laws. Who made these laws? The fact of law requires a lawgiver. We know that every building must have a builder. Therefore, we know that the universe, the greatest building of all, had to have an omnipotent builder. The Bible says, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that hath built all things is God." Hebrews 3:4. The worlds were framed by the word of God. Hebrews 11:3. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19:1. The marvelous world of living things gives powerful evidence for creation. Scattered all over the world are countless numbers of remarkable creatures that are infinitely complex and extremely well organized. These creatures are highly specialized and perfectly adapted for their own particular environments. All function well where they are and reveal no need or desire for evolution of any kind. Consider the amazing bombardier beetle. This odd creature has a remarkable defense that enables it to escape from its enemies. With explosive force, it can eject a fluid from twin combustion tubes in its abdomen that turns into a hot, poisonous smoke. A pop can actually be heard as gases shoot out. The bombardier beetle can repeat these explosions 15 to 20 times in just a few minutes. He can swivel his twin cannons 360 degrees and he never misses his target. Consider also the woodpecker, who resembles a miniature jackhammer. How does he ram his bill into a tree over 1,000 times a minute without breaking his beak or smashing his brains? How does he manage to reach inside the tree and pull out bugs for his lunch? First of all, a woodpecker must have a special kind of bill. It must be strong and sharp enough to dig into a tree without folding up like an accordion. He also needs to have a firm grip on the tree into which he is drilling. He has very stiff tail feathers, which he uses to brace himself against the tree, and specially designed feet with four claw-like toes. Two toes point forward and two toes point backward, an arrangement that allows him to get a good, tight grip. His head is equipped with shock absorbers. These shock absorbers cushion the blows so that the skull and brain of the woodpecker suffer no damage. Another testimony to God's marvelous creation is the amazing defense system of a little water beetle named Stenis bipunctatus. When his enemy, the water strider, pursues him, he squirts out a charge of liquid detergent from a pair of abdominal glands. As the detergent breaks the surface tension of the water, a small wave is produced that propels the beetle forward at much above normal speed. The water strider, if he skids into the detergent-treated area, immediately sinks because of the broken surface tension. To believe that such incredibly complex functions and traits of these creatures result from genetic accidents and gradual evolution is unbelievable. What good are partly developed beaks on woodpeckers or partially developed combustion tubes on bombardier beetles? Such abnormalities are nowhere found either in living creatures or in fossils. In order for them to serve their intended purpose, they had to be created perfectly and suddenly. No living thing in the world needs to evolve. Each is already perfectly adapted. The marvels of design and perfect adaptation in nature witness to the fact of creation. In endless spans of time, they could never have arisen by chance through accidental processes of evolution. The existence of instinct in nature testifies for creation. In a thousand ways, instinct is evident in nature. Instinct teaches a bee to build a perfect honeycomb, and the bird to build its own characteristic nest, the first time it tries without previous experience. Instinct unerringly guides the whale, the bird, and monarch butterfly thousands of miles in their long and amazing migrations, unguided, where they have never been before. Upon reaching maturity, the eel migrates thousands of miles to reach spawning grounds in the Sargasso Sea near Bermuda. Eels from as far away as Europe and Labrador make their way to these deep waters to spawn and die. The baby eels that are born here make their way back across uncharted oceans to the very same shore, river, or inlet in which their parents had lived. This mystery, which has baffled scientists for years, gives powerful evidence of intelligence far beyond what these animals themselves possess. The source of this intelligence is the Creator, who fully equipped all forms of life and enabled each to survive in its own environment. The Bible says, "But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this?" That's in Job 12:7-9. The fossil record gives powerful support for creation. The geological record of fossils does not reveal a progression of development from the simple to the complex. In spite of all the efforts of trained observers, not one change of species into another is on record. More than 250,000 different fossil species are in our museums today. If evolution took place, thousands upon thousands of these fossils should be intermediate or transitional forms. If apes evolved into man, invertebrates into fish, and reptiles into birds, a whole series of intermediate fossils would show this to be true. The fact is that transitional forms are non-existent in the fossil record. Marine creatures appear as marine creatures. Monkeys appear as monkeys, and people appear as people. For all these creatures to have evolved from supposedly lower life forms during millions of years of time without leaving a trace is not physically possible. Chimpanzees and mankind remain distinct and separate, and the fossil record continues to widen the gulf between man and apes. Instead of the fossil record giving scientific evidence for evolution, it gives powerful evidence for a creator who brought all things into existence at the beginning of time. "In the beginning God created" is the best explanation for origins. The universe and the entire world of living things have not come about by some random chance process of evolution or by a big bang. The fossil record also confirms the biblical account of a worldwide flood in Noah's day. Chapters 6 through 9 of Genesis tell of this catastrophe by which God brought judgment upon the earth he created. A global flood explains the abundance of sedimentary rock on and beneath the surface of the earth. In this rock, geologists find the remains of literally billions of beautifully preserved creatures and plants. All over the world, these specimens bear unmistakably clear testimony of an overwhelming flood of water that sealed their fate. Those who are unwilling to believe the truth may spend a lifetime in research laboratories attempting to document their erroneous persuasions, but to no avail. The simple fact of creation cannot be altered or destroyed. The Bible says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Romans 1:21 and 22. These words accurately describe the condition of man apart from a personal relationship with the Creator God. They simply will not believe, whatever the evidence. We were created to bear God's image, but because of our sinful nature, we need His mercy and grace to save us from our sins and to make us holy. Through faith in God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can become a new creation and thereby honor our Maker. The Lord invites you to enjoy new life in Him by accepting His gracious offer of salvation today. "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." John 1:12.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with His word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how Thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not